We would like to read a passage from John chapter 21 this morning.
今天我们一开始愿意来读约翰福音二十一章。
I told my brother that we are going to read starting from verse 15, but I think we need to read the whole chapter.
我们会来读整章的圣经。
So John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
Starting from verse 1.
第一节。
After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself in this way. Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, We will also come with you. They went out and got into the boat, And that night, they caught nothing.
二十一章，这些事以后，耶稣在提比里亚海边有向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的加兰人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船。那一夜，并没有打着什么。
Verse 4, but when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. So Jesus said to them, Children, do you have any fish? Do you? And they answered him, No. And he said to them, Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch. So they cast, and they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put out the outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, and they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire already laid, and fish placed on it, and bread.
Now, yeah.耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时，西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200肘，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。
Verse 10, Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land.Full of large fish, 153. And although they were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples ventured to question him, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。”西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他：“你是谁？”因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。
So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said.To Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John,Do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Verse 18, truly, truly, I say to you, when you are younger, you scourge yourself and walk whatever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you, and bring you where you do not wish to go. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me.
我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
Verse 20, Peter turning around saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one whom also leaned back on his bosom at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you? So Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man? Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Therefore this saying went out among the brethren, that disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say that he would not die, but only, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you?
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒。彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？耶稣对他说，我诺要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我诺要他等到我来的时候与你何干。
This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and wrote these things.And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written.
为这些事做见证并且记载这些事的就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
Now the chapter we just read gives us the account of the last conversation recorded in the Bible between our Lord Jesus and Peter before the ascension of the Lord.
那我们刚刚读的章节就记载了主耶稣在他升天之前与门徒们的对话。
It's a very well-known passage.
我们也都很熟悉。
And a very touching scene, at least to me.
并且我想至少对我来说也是一个很感人的画面。
We see our Lord Jesus restoring his wandering disciple before his companions.
那这里我们看到主在这里恢复那一位迷失的门徒在他的其他的同伴面前。
And through this scene, we get to see something of the love of God for our shepherd, our Lord Jesus.
那在这里我们也看到这位牧人他的爱。
As probably you know, two weeks ago,Several of us were gathered in a conference, the Northeast Christian Conference.
那大家也记得几周前我们有这个东北基督徒特会。
And we were considering a theme, our shepherd and his flock.
那我们在特会中所思想的主题就是牧人和他的羊。
So today, I'm still kind of in conference mode, if you will.
那就算到今天我想我还是在那个特会的状态下。
So I would like to continue with that, those thoughts,from our shepherd and his flock, in those lines.
所以我还想继续沿着这条线，牧人和他的羊来讲。
However, I would like to look at that topic from the point of view of what has been our theme in Sunday messages for the last year or so, which is the love of God.
但我也想用一个角度来看，就是我们今年一直讲到的主题，就是神的爱。
In other words, we want to see by the Lord's enabling the love of God as seen in our shepherd and the way he deals with us.
换句话说，我们就要来看从这个牧人以及牧人如何牧养我们的这件事身上来看到神的爱。
And of course, John chapter 21 is that main passage that is in my heart that I believe reveals so much of the love of our shepherd.
那实在21章就是这样多的让我们看到我们牧人他的爱。
Now there are two chapters in the Gospel of John that present our Lord Jesus especially as a shepherd.
我想约翰福音当中有两章特别的将呢主描述出是他是一位牧人。
And those chapters are chapter 10 and chapter 21, which we just read.
那一个是第十章，一个就是我们刚刚读的二十一章。
In both of them, we see the love of God, of God the Son, our shepherd.
那两处都让我们看到神子的爱，我们牧人他的爱。
But we see that love in both chapters in different ways.
但是这两章却给我们看到不同的方面。
In chapter 10, the emphasis seems to be on the good shepherd.
那第十章我们可以说它的重点乃在于他是我们的好牧人。
And as you remember, our Lord said in chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
十章十一节说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
It's a love that goes to the extent of laying down his life.
就讲到这位牧人说对我们的爱，他是爱我们到底，到了他能够把自己的命舍的地步。
In a way in scripture, that becomes the measure of what is extreme love, what is love at its maximum, there you have it, laying down his life for his sheep.
换句话说，他就给我们看到这个爱的度量是多大，这个爱的极限是到哪里，就是到他为我们舍命。
It's quite meaningful that in the same Gospel of John,That same word, that same verb to lay down is used also in chapter 15.
很有意思的，在十章这里说的舍命，在第十五章那里又出现。
And then there in that chapter, our Lord spells out explicitly. He says, greater love, verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friend.
十五章十三节那里就说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们就是我的朋友。
Well, that's the love of our shepherd. No greater love. He laid down his life for us.
这就告诉我们，我们牧人他对我们的爱，实在是没有一个爱是比这个爱更大，因为他为我们舍命。
Now he says, no greater love has a man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
But I want to remind you that if you look at from the point of view of the good shepherd, he's laying down his life is not exactly for friends.
但我们如果还回想这个牧人的这个比方的话，他其实不是为他的朋友舍命。
He's laying down his life for enemies.
他是为他的仇敌，为他的敌人舍命。
And that is what you and I are by nature.
就是你和我本来的所是。
Not friends by nature enemies.
我们本不是他的朋友，我们本是他的仇敌。
Or if you want the pastoral picture, rebellious sheep that willfully went astray.
那如果用牧羊的比喻来说，那我们就是那些迷失的，或者说那些抵挡他的羊。
Such is the sacrificial love of the good shepherd.
而这就是这位羊，这位牧人他牺牲的爱。
But when you come to chapter 21, you are going to see again the shepherd and again his love.
到第二十一章，我们要再次的看到牧人和他的爱。
How do we see the shepherd?
那我们如何看到牧人呢？
Well, it should be obvious by the dialogue with Peter. He keeps saying, feed my lambs and my sheep, feed my sheep. There is a flock in view.
我想从他与彼得的这个谈话中，我们就可以看到他不断的强调说：“你要喂养我的小羊，你要牧养我的羊。”
And he is the shepherd.
而他就是那位牧人。
Now, but that love is more than the sacrificial love that you see in chapter 10.
而这里的这个爱已经不只是第十章那里那个牺牲的爱。
In chapter 21, We see the already risen Lord demonstrating his love for his sheep in tending for them, in caring, in restoring them.
因为二十一章我们看到的主是那复活的主，他在这里显出的爱就是他牧养的爱。
In other words, the risen Lord will continue. It's not just that he dies for us and then we are on our own. No, he continues to love us and care for us.
我们就看到我们的主他复活了以后，不是说他对我们的爱到他为我们死这里就结束了，他复活之后继续的来牧养我们，来爱我们。
Now that love becomes very evident when you look in detail to the story of Peter, especially in that chapter.
那在这里在彼得的身上，我们就看到这个爱是这样的具体，这样的真实。
And the story of Peter becomes like a model or a prototype of the way not just that the Lord dealt with him individually, butThe way he deals with each one of us.
并且我们也看到主在这里所显出的爱不是单单对着彼得，也是对着我们每一位。
And if there is one thing that oozes out of the page in chapter 21 of John,
那如果有一个好像从整个21章要呼之欲出的一个题目，
is love.
那就是爱。
The unchanging, the unrelentless, the committed love of Christ.
那个不改变不后悔 的爱，神对我们的爱。
It's indeed a love that will not, once he caught you, he will not let you go. And not by force, it's by the force of love.
靠着他爱的能力，他一得着你就不会让你走。
This is what we see in the story of Peter, and this is what we want to consider by the Lord's enabling this morning.
这就是他对彼得的、他如何的来对待彼得，也是我们今天要思想的。
Now, I'm very conscious that this is a very familiar passage.
那我也知道这是我们很熟悉的经文。
And I'm also very conscious that we could spend conferences just in this chapter. We would just scratch the surface. There is such a riches, such a depth.
同时我也知道这一章有这样深的这个、深度，即使我们用一整个特会也讲不完。
I have no intention to go into detail in this wonderful, wonderful chapter. It's beyond me for starters.
所以我想我今天也不能够把所有的细节都讲到。
But instead we want to look to that specific point of view of how our shepherd loves us, how he deals with us.
那我想就用这个角度，就是我们的牧人他如何带我们，我们的牧人他如何的来牧养我们。
In many ways, the picture that comes to my mind about what is in my heart is kind of a gleaning.
那我想我心中的一个图画就是好像我们捡那个掉下来的那些麦穗。
It's a kind of neat, I know it's an archaic word. Archaic word, old kind of.
这是一个古老的 说法。
And the picture here comes from the book of Ruth.
就是在路德记里面的那个幅图画
which our dear brother Christian he really loved that word to glean in the fields of our Boaz.
之前陈弟兄也很喜欢用这个说法，就是我们在波阿斯的田里拾这些麦穗。
And if you remember the picture from Ruth, this is the thing. Ruth was the owner of that very big field full of wheat and barley.
Boaz,
yes.
那我们
full of barley, full of wheat.
那在那幅路德记里的图画里面，我们知道乌阿斯是那个财主，他有那样一大片的田地。
And Ruth only had to, she didn't have to do the full harvest to be enriched. All she had to do is to glean, meaning the harvesters went first in that first pass, and some leftovers fell on the floor. Just the leftovers was so rich that she could have more than enough for herself, for her mother-in-law, the riches.Of our Boaz, our Lord Jesus.
那波阿斯他是这样的富足，所以我们看到路德他都不需要去做那个收割的工作，他只是拾取那些剩下来的麦穗，都已经足以使他和他的婆婆饱足。
In a way, I would like to glean with you this morning in this chapter.
所以今天早晨，我也愿意与大家一同来拾这些麦穗。
Just look to an aspect or two, and I feel that there is such an abundance because our Lord is so abundant.That we can all be satisfied in Him.
我们的主是这样的丰富，我们就是用一两个这样细微的角度就能看到，也能够得着饱足。
There are two main things that I would like to say.
那有两点我想分享。
And I'll concentrate more on the second of those two things.
那我之后也会强调到第二点。
So let's try to go to the first one, as we see in chapter 21 of John.
那首先
It's kind of an epilogue of the whole book of John. Did you notice that?
就是这个21章我们可以看出它其实是像、约翰福音这本书的这个后记或者补记。
It's almost like an appendix to the book.
就好像是一个附录补在后面。
You almost get the impression that John finished the book in chapter 20, and then he said, wait a second. No, no, this is not finished. There is something else that has to go in this story, otherwise it's not complete.
我们读约翰福音会感觉好像其实在二十章约翰就已经结束了，但结束之后他又说，他又有一个想法说，还有一点我一定要补上才能使这本书完整。
Now, why am I saying this?
为什么这样说呢?
Well, because the end of chapter 20 is exactly what it says. Let me read for you the two last verses, verse 30. Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written, meaning the whole book, what he recorded in the book. These have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life.In his name.
因为我们看23章的最后两节就可以感受到，这里说耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，就是指着约翰整本的福音，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他得生命，他的名得生命。
In a way he concludes the book. He tells us this is what I wrote it.
换句话说，这就像一本书的总结，说这就是为什么我写了这本书。
In a way, the book should end right here.
我也可以说这本书在这里就可以停下来。
But no, you have another chapter.
但是我们看到还有一章在后面。
And the question is, why an appendix? Why after that first conclusion, he felt that no, something else has to be said?
所以为什么约翰在他做了一个总结之后，又会觉得说我还需要再写一章呢？
And think about it.Think about the signs he already recorded.
我们也可以思想他已经记录了许多的神迹。
I'm not going to do a rundown of the signs. Don't worry.
我不需要列出所有的神迹。
Oh, but in every one of them, there is a stamp of the fullness of Christ.
但每一处都是讲出神、讲出耶稣基督的丰富。
How full he is. How abundant.
我们的主他是何等的丰富。
We have all received grace.Over grace, and of his fullness we have all received, that's chapter 1.
第一，就如第一章所说，他从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且是恩上加恩。
That is reversed. I'm sorry, I'm misquoting it. Because we have received, we have, of his fullness we have all received and grace for grace.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
And in the book, you see the fullness of Christ in every single of the eight,signs that he performs, there is an element of some, not just life, but life abundant.
所以在约翰福音所记述的这些神迹里面，我们都不断地看见他的恩典不仅是丰满的，而且是这样子、恩上加恩的丰满。
It's the wedding of Cana, not just wine, not just the best wine, but how many gallons of wine did you ever calculate it? He made, who knows how much, I think it's more than 700 litersOf the best possible. Do you see abundance? The type, the picture of abundant life.
比如说在迦南婚宴的这个神迹，它不仅使水变成酒，变成上好的酒，并且我们看到它变是这么多的这个酒能产生，那大概可能有可能是700升的这个7000升的这个酒，是这样的丰盛令人满足。
Or think for a second on the feeding of the 5,000.
那或者我们想五饼二鱼的神迹。
It's not just that our Lord takes those 5 loaves and 2 fish and he feeds 5,000 men, mind you. When you look at a multitude, generally there is way more, if you add women and children, you can multiply that number by 3, by 4, that's usually the ratio.
我们主使五饼二鱼来喂饱，不仅是喂饱了5000人，因为那只是男人的数目，如果加上女人孩童，那可能是3倍4倍。
Oh, but when the Apostle John gives us the account, he says that they did not only fed from that, but they were all satisfied. Do you see the abundance?
并且约翰也记述到，不仅他们吃了，他们也都饱足了。
And you can go over side over side, and you're going to see an element of abundanceIn each one of them.
所以在每一个神迹里面我们都看到他的丰盛。
Because the sign is not just the Lord doing something randomly.
因为这些神迹不是神，不是我们的主耶稣他随意做了一些什么事情。
The sign is our Lord Jesus doing something out of what he is in himself, and he is life, abundant life.
不是因着我们主他的所事他就行出来，而我们主的所事就是那丰盛的生命。
Besides those eight signs, you find in the Gospel of John, eight times when our Lord Jesus says, I am. Which brings you back to the Old Testament.Is the great I am, God Himself.
那我们福音书里面不仅有八个神迹，同时也有主八次的宣告我是，也让我们想起旧约里面的话。
In a way, you could say that you have not only signs in terms of deeds, actions which He performed, but you have signs, as a brother said once, in the realm of words, which in a way they are even greater than the signs that He performed.I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and life, and so forth.
所以这里就让我们不可仅看到有神迹，就是说在事物在、行为的这方面的神迹，我们也可以说在话语的方面，他也给了我们八个的神迹。
Now, why am I going through all this?
为什么我要提这些呢？
Because think about it. By chapter 20, all that was already given to us.
因为到了二十章，这些神迹这些话都已经给了我们。
And the conclusion of the book, in a way, is stated for us at the end of chapter 20. But that was not enough. Chapter 21 had to be added.
而且约翰已经在二十章的结尾为我们做了这本书的总结，但是这还是不足够的，他还要加上二十一章。
Why?
为什么？
Because everything in chapter 21 has to do with love.
因为二十一章要写讲出的就是爱。
The love of first, the love of the shepherd for us. That is, make no mistake, that is the main thing of the chapter. It's his love for us.
就是首先是我们的牧人他对我们的爱。
And out of that love comes a challenge, a question. Do you love me?
从这我们牧人的爱里面他给我们一个挑战，要我们能够回应说你是否爱我。
Brothers and sisters, without that matter being settled, the story is incomplete.
所以如果这个问题没有得到解答，主他的话，他的所行的就还没有完全。
Do I have to remind you of our Bible?
就像我也想提醒大家，整本圣经是如何的结束。
When everything is completed in that city, in the New Jerusalem that comes down from heaven to earth,
我们可以说在从天降下来的新耶路撒冷所有的神的作为都已经完成。
But what the city is, when the angel is explaining, he says, John is taking note, the same John that wrote this, the angel says to him, I'm going to explain to you what the city is.
当那同样写这本福音书的约翰在那里记述这个场面的时候，有位天使跟他说，我要跟你讲明这个城是什么。
The city is the wife, the bride of the Lamb.
这座城就是羔羊的心腹。
What did the speaker, a bride?
那心腹他要说出什么？
A bride.
因为心腹要说出的有一位新郎。
Love.
这中间所说的就是爱。
In fact, it's so unfortunate that the fall has marred what is supposed to be the deepest type of love that is known in humanity.Is the love of a husband for his wife, of the wife for his husband. And it's so marred that perhaps in our minds, the impact is not as it should be.
在人类的堕落的情形底下，我们可以想到的这个爱的最深就是夫妻之间的爱。
That's precisely how the Word of God concluded. A picture between our Lord Jesus and his bride, love.
神就用这样的图画来作为整本圣经的结尾，就是新郎和新妇之间的爱。
Do you see why we have this appendix in the books in the book of John?
我们这样是否能够来思想，为什么在约翰福音的最后要加上二十一章
？Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？That is the first gleaning I would like to do in this chapter.
我想这就是我们从这一章可以拾取的第一个麦穗。
But there is something else.
但还有。
There is something that, I'll try this, something that is inherently retrospective in the contents of chapter 21 of John.
那就是在21章里面也有一些让我们想到之前所发生的。
Especially, but not exclusively, especially the dialogue between the Lord Jesus and Peter, there is something that is retrospective.
特别是主和彼得的对话。
There is an element there that our Lord inserts deliberately, almost designed to bring Peter's memory back to something.
就好像主在那里要提醒彼得他一些之前他记忆里的东西。
And to be more specific, that retrospective element seems to be the three times, as we have recorded in the Gospels, when our Lord Jesus called Peter.
好像这个对应的好像就是我们的主他有三次的呼召彼得。
When you look carefully at the conversation of our Lord with Peter, you will see thatIt's almost as if the Lord deliberately is reminding Peter of the way he called him. And he inserts this element in the dialogue.
所以在这里主与彼得的对话这三次的问话当中好像主就在特意的在那里要提醒他之前是如何呼召的彼得。
It's the way in which our Lord Jesus reminds Peter of his true identity now in Christ.
好像就是主要提醒彼得他在基督里真实的身份。
It is the way our Lord Jesus is bringing back his faltering disciple to himself.
换句话说，就是主要把他那一位失脚的门徒带回主他愿意他的所事的里面。
So to appreciate this dialogue and those retrospective elements, I think we need the background for this conversation.Wonderful conversation between Christ and Peter.
那我们就来思想之前主是如何的呼召彼得。
So if you're going to talk about what is the background?
那这个或就是这个对话的这个背景。
Of course, we have to remember that just perhaps 2 or 3 weeks before, right when our Lord Jesus, in that night when he was betrayed and he was going to the cross, you remember that Peter fell terribly.
这个事情的直接的一个背景那当然我们也知道是在主被卖的那一夜彼得三次的否认主。
You remember how the one that said, I will never deny you. If everyone does, me never.
我们记得那一位说纵使众人都撇下你我必不离开你的那一位。
Oh, but that night, he denied our Lord Jesus 3 times.
他在那个晚上否认我们的主三次。
Now, it's interesting. The 12 apostles,In a way, they denied the Lord. All of them, says the word of God, fled from that scene when our Lord was imprisoned in Gethsemane.
其实很有意思的，如果我们思想，其实十二位门徒在主被卖或者主被捕的那个晚上，他们都离开主而去。
Even the Apostle John, which is the first that came back, because we see him later at the foot of the cross.
就是使徒约翰虽然我们知道他之后是第一个回来的
But they all fled. They all failed.
但我们也知道在之前主被卖被捕的时候他们都离开了主
But of course Peter's failure is more dramatic because of all the stuff that he said before and everything crumbled down.
当然因着彼得他的之前所说的这个大话所以我们觉得他否认主是更加的激烈更加的有戏剧性
Of course the dialogue between our Lord and Peter in a way it kind of echoes the denial There are 3 questions our Lord asked Peter and of course when he asked for the 3rd time probably the first thing that crossed Peter's mind isOh, I denied my Lord 3 times.
所以我想不论是我们读主要三次问彼得你爱我吗还是彼得他自己我想当主这么对他说的时候他第一个的反应就是哦、oh, 主啊我否认了你三次。
But this is not the whole story on this background of the dialogue.
但我想这个对话的这个背景不仅是如此。
So the story begins with the Peter saying,They're in Galilee again. They went from Jerusalem to Galilee. And Peter goes, you know, I'm going fishing.
因为这里21章的一开始这里我们看到彼得他回到加利利说、哦、我们再去打鱼吧。
And everybody else says, yeah, you know what, we're going with you.
那其他的门徒也说我们也和你同去。
It's kind of, you know that Peter is a naturally born leader. It's like, even when he's not saying, okay, let's go fishing. It's not what he says. Yeah, I'm going fishing. And the others said, okay, we'll go with you.
我们这里看到彼得是这样一个天生的领袖，他不是说我们去打鱼，他只是说我打鱼去，其他人就说我们也和你去。
Now listen, these disciples, the seven disciples that went fishing with Peter,
这里有七位门徒和彼得一起去打鱼。
They already had seen the risen Lord, more than one time.
他们也都不止一次的看到了复活的主。
And there you have a very important kind of data point if you want to appreciate what is happening.
然后这里我们有看到一个好像时间上的标记。
This event, what is happening in chapter 21, is probably happening between 2 or 3 weeks after the resurrection of the Lord. And it's, as the text says very clearly, is the third time our Lord Jesus appears, manifests himself to them.
这就是说21章开头所发生的大概是主复活两三周后的事情。在14节也说这是主在复活以后向门徒第三次显现。
It's right in the middle of those 40 days between the resurrection of the Lord and his ascension to heaven.
那就是在主复活和主升天的这40天的里面。
And as you know, those days were transitional days in the kingdom of God.
我们也可以说这40天是这个国度改变的时间。
Our Lord had not ascended yet.
这个时候主还没有升上去。
He ascended at the end of those 40 days.
但是是在40天的最后他升上升。
At the same time, our Lord was not with the disciples 24/7 as he was in the days before his death.
但同时这时候的主也不像他受死之前能够与门徒一天24小时的同在。
The Lord appeared to them, he spoke with them, he ate with them, and then he would disappear and retreat. He did it again 5 times during that period of 40 days.
在这40天当中我们看到主他可以来到门徒的面前，可以向他们显现，可以向他们跟他们说话，可以跟他们一同吃一同喝，但是他又可以马上的就离开他们，并且圣经记述有五次这样的事情。
Clearly there is something transitional.
所以这里我们看到是一个好像渐变的一个转变中的状态。
The transition between the time when our Lord is 24/7 with them in the fleshand the days when he's no longer going to be physically with us.
这个转变就是从主在肉身里面可以跟他们七天二十四小时的同在，到主要离开他们。
And obviously, it was a very challenging training or adjustment for those disciples. Very challenging.
那另一个角度我们就是可以看到，这其实对门徒一个很有挑战的训练，一个来使他们能够适应这个变化。
It's obvious that in this chapter, the disciples are discouraged, that somehow they're cast down.
所以我们看到门徒们其实在这里，他们好像是灰心了一样。
So when Peter says, I'm going fishing.
所以当彼得说我打鱼去。
In a way, it's a regression.
这个就好像他退回之前的状态。
Our Lord already called him out of that. You remember? Come after me and I will make you fishers of men. No more fish, but fishers of men.
因为我们知道主已经把他从打鱼的这个事上呼召出来。我们记得主对他说，从今以后你要得人如得鱼。所以但是彼得这回又回去得鱼。
But here they are under that discouragement. And think about it. Sometimes we say, but they already saw the risen Lord. Why are they going back? We cannot, it's very hard for us to put ourselves in the shoes of those disciples before Pentecost and understand how much of a trial those 40 days were, which 40, by the way, is a day of trial in Scripture, as you know. It was a tremendous trial for them, even if they knew that the Lord already was risen.
所以我们现在常常会觉得为什么门徒们他们已经见过主复活了还会这样的灰心呢？就是我们要明白这40天其实是一个转变的时候，也是对门徒一个试炼的时候。因为我们记得其实40天在圣经中常常也讲到试炼。
So here they are under that discouragement going back to something the Lord already called them out of that.
这里我们看到门徒又回到主之前主之前呼召他们出来的事情上。
And you remember, as we just read, how after a whole night of fruitless labor.
但这里我们看到他们一个晚上什么都没有打着。
After the whole night, they got zero fish, zilt.
一个晚上他们打了零条鱼。
And our Lord Jesus appears incognito on the beach.
然后我们的主就在沙滩上对他们显现。
And he says, cast it, do you have something to eat? No, we didn't get anything. So cast the net on the other side. And they do it, and they catch 153 large, the abundance of the Gospel of John. Not just fish, but large fish.
然后主在那里问他们说，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说没有。然后主说，把网撒在另一边，他们就如此行，竟结果这个鱼多到竟然拉不上来。所以我们再次看到约翰向我们要表明的就是主的丰盛不仅打到许多的鱼并且是大鱼。
And it's so wonderful that even when they finally managed to bring all the fish to the shore, our Lord Jesus already has a fire and already has some fish going on there. He's making breakfast for them.
而且有意思的是他们终于把这些鱼能够拉到岸上的时候他们发现主已经在那里生了炭火预备了饼和鱼在那里。
This is the background of our story.
这就是这个谈话的一个背景。
You know that in that dialogue that the Lord is going to have with Peter.Our Lord wants to restore Peter, restore him publicly before his companions, because he already had a private session with him, which we don't know what happened in the morn of resurrection. But now the Lord wants to restore him before the other disciples.
我们知道之后主要与彼得这里的对话是要在他的门徒他的同伴面前公开的来恢复彼得。因为我们知道其实在复活的早晨主也有一个单独的时间去自己主去恢复了彼得。
And in the conversation, of course, our Lord is going to challenge Peter, do you love me?
而在这个接下来要发生的对话中主也挑战彼得说你爱我吗?
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗?
In a way, he's going to correct him, to put him back on track.
其实换句话说主是要在那里纠正彼得的道路把他带回到他应当走的道路上。
But you see, the heart of our Lord is such that he never does that before he will provide something for you.
但我们也明白主他的心他每次纠正我们的时候他总是先供给我们供应我们。
Before our Lord says any word to Peter,
他在对彼得说话之前
He is the one that prepares that wonderful meal.
是那一位在那里预备的那个早餐的人。
He gives to them that meal. Did you notice? It says he gave them the bread. He gave them the fish.
这里我们注意13节说耶稣拿饼和鱼给他们。
Now let me ask you.
所以让我问大家。
When our Lord stretched his hands to give them the bread, to give them the fish, what do you think the disciples saw?It was a hand that had fish, that had bread, but the hand itself had something else, didn't it?
就是当我们的主他拿饼和鱼递给他门徒的时候，门徒们看到了什么？门徒们看到了这饼和鱼，看到了这个主的手，还看到了什么
？Oh, those are nailed, pierced hands, and they see it. Don't you see that the love of God is oozing out of the whole scene?
是否他们也看到了这双手现在是一双钉痕的手从这钉痕的手当中主的爱是这样的显现明显
Only after our Lord does that then he's going to have the dialogue with Peter and restore him
而且只有当主他这样子把手伸出去之后他才问彼得接下去的问题
No, brothers and sisters there is almost like a pattern of Christian life going on here
所以弟兄姊妹们这其实好像是一个基督徒生活的一个样式
We are not very different from those disciples We are often distracted Often discouraged Often need correction
因为我们与这些门徒也并不是不同我们也常常灰心常常被事物来搅扰
But isn't it true that our Lord It's not that he comes with a rod of discipline No mercy No, before he does that He reminds us of his love
我们也常常需要主他拿着他的杖来纠正我们但是在我们主这样来到我们面前之前他先向我们显出他的怜悯
Think about your experience
对我们可以思想我们自己的经历
Isn't it true that so often during the week we get so distracted It's work, it's a problem here There's so much stuff that sidetracks us from what really matters which is pursuing him And isn't it trueThat we come to this table, and our Lord Himself, the host of the table, He gives us this bread that brings us in a way back to what Matt himself.
常常就是我们在每一周的生活当中，我们被我们各样的事物所搅扰，所分心，我们忘记了那个真正的我们需要追求的事物。但是当主在主的饼杯面前，他自己把这个饼和杯递给我们的时候，我们想到他的爱的时候，我们是否就被恢复过来，来思想我们所当追求的是我们的主。
Such is the love of our shepherd, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这里我们就看到我们牧人他的爱。
Now let me try to mention quickly to you, what is that retrospective thing that I was talking about? The Lord Jesus reminding Peter of his callings.
我也还想在我之前提到这里这个他这个故事一个大的背景，就是主呼召彼得。
We find that our Lord called Peter in three different occasions and with three different purposes.
因为我们记得主他在三个不同的场合呼召了彼得，也是为着不同的缘故。
And when you look carefully, those three callings.In a way, they reappear in this chapter 21 of John. They are being echoed in the chapter.
如果我们仔细的看，我们会发现第21章这主的三个问题，其实好像回声一样，在回应那三次的呼召。
Let me read the first of them, which is the first encounter that Peter ever had with the Lord Jesus, with the John chapter 1.
那第一次彼得遇见主是在约翰一章。
In verse 40, we read, One of the two who heard John, this is John the Baptist, John speak.And followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas.Which translated is Peter.
一章四十节，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”基法翻出来就是彼得。
It's the very first time Peter meets Christ.
就是彼得第一次遇见基督。
Now.I just want to point out this to you. When in this first encounter, the Lord looks at Peter and says, Simon, you're Simon, the son of John.
我想提醒大家来看，当这里主耶稣第一次看见彼得，他看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门。
Now when you come to chapter 21 in the dialogue between Christ and Peter, our Lord Jesus addresses Peter exactly with the same wording, Simon, son of John.
那我们翻到二十一章，主一开始问彼得，也是用的同样的称呼，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗
？Nowhere else in the Bible you have that exact expression, Simon, son of John. Only chapter one and chapter 21 of John.
在圣经里面，其他地方没有用同样的这个称呼，就是约翰的儿子西门，只有在约翰的一章和二十一章。
It is as if our Lord Jesus is reminding his discouraged, faltering disciple, Simon, I have called you by name.
好像主在这里就是对他那一位软弱的、失脚的这个门徒说，你还记得吗？我呼召你，约翰的儿子西门。
It's funny because when you read chapter 1, it never says that Andrew goes, oh, by the way, this is my brother Simon, you know, and oh, nice to meet you. No, there's nothing like that.They encounter each other and our Lord Jesus, Simon, son of John.
在第一章的这里记述里面很有意思的，我们没有看到说安德烈在那里对向主介绍说、哦、这是彼得，而是主他看着他直接说出你是约翰的儿子西门。
Now in chapter 10, the other chapter that speaks of the shepherd, our Lord Jesus says that he, the shepherd, calls his own sheep by name.
在第十章那里，约翰的第十章那里就告诉我们，牧人他是按着名叫自己的羊。
And I believe our Lord, when he addresses Peter specifically with those words, Simon, son of John, he's reminding Peter of something.
所以我想，主在二十一章再一次用这个称呼，约翰的儿子西门，他就是要提醒彼得。
Do you remember, Peter, that I have called you? By name.
你记得吗 彼得，我是按着你的名召你。
And it's not just that our Lord says Simon the son of John, but he adds to that, and you will be called Peter, which means a stone. What a difference from Simon a nobody to a living stone in the house of God.
并且主在一章那里说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要成为基法，基法就是石头的意思，你要成为神家里的这个石头。
Peter forgot that when he says, "I'll go fishing."
而彼得，我想他说我要打鱼去的时候，他可能把这个就忘记了。
But when our Lord three times says, "Simon, son of John," it's almost as if he's saying, "Peter, you may have forgotten that. I have not."
所以当主在二十一章三次对彼得说约翰的儿子西门的时候，就是在提醒他，彼得你可能忘记了，但我没有忘记我是怎样召你。
Behind that first calling of Peter, you see what you may call our Lord's electing love.
所以这里我们就看到主他拣选的爱。
We may think that it's Peter that is needing our Lord Jesus, and he's the one that is kind of deciding, yes, I'm going to follow him. He must be the right person to follow.
我们可能会有个想法说，哦，是彼得，他碰到了主，然后就说，哦，我要跟随主。
But you remember what our Lord says repeatedly, by the way, in the Gospel of John.
但是你记得在约翰福音里面一直重复的。
Listen to verse chapter 15, verse 16. Just a phrase. You did not choose me, but I chose you.
就像15章15节那里，他说15, 16, the first verse. Simon, son of John.
Simon, son of
John.
Peter, it was not your choosing. I chose you, and I'll never forget.
彼得，不是你拣选了我，而是我拣选了你，并且我不会忘记。
Brothers and sisters, this is the love of our shepherd, a love that will never let us go. God.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，感谢神，这就是那牧人的爱，也是那不放手的爱。
Now, I have two more callings and we ran out of time essentially, but I'll mention them to you.
哦，还有两个呼召要讲。
The second calling of Peter, which happens several months after this, is what you may call the call to discipleship.
那之后主的第二次对彼得的呼召是在几个月之后，我们也可以说是呼召他做门徒。
The first call you may call the call for Peter's conversion. And he was somehow hooked by the Lord Jesus. That's it. Once caught, no escape.
第一次我们可以说是呼召彼得来跟随，来任信他。那实在彼得他就主就没有再让他离开。
We find that second calling in Matthew chapter 4.
但在马太的第四章我们看到第二次的呼召。
And I'll quickly read it for you. Now as verse 18, now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him.
四章十八节，马太福音，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人，如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
If all we had in the scriptures were the three first gospels, you know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you may think that this is the first encounter between Peter.The Lord Jesus and Peter.
如果我们只读前三本的福音书，我们会以为这是彼得和主的第一次相遇。
But no, this is the second encounter.
但其实这是第二次。
Our Lord Jesus already met him, already said to him, Simon, son of John, you will be called Peter.
之前主已经对他说，西门的儿，约翰的儿子西门，你要称为彼得。
But probably they were followers on an on and off basis for a period of time.
但他们可能只是有的时间跟随主，有的时间没有。
But here is different. Here our Lord is calling them to follow and to be with him all the time.
但这里不同的是，主是呼召他们跟从他，就是一直的来跟从他。
And the word follow, there is a translation of scripture which is called the expanded Bible.
那这里这个跟从有另外一个翻译。
And the brother is a scholar that he tried to use as many, is not a literal translation.He tries to use as many English words as necessary to bring out the full force of the Greek, which usually is a much richer language.
有一个英文的翻译版本，它是不是用尽量简短的话，而是用尽量多的话来翻译圣经。
And when we read, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men.
那他在翻译这句话说，跟从我。
And this brother, he puts, come here.
那位弟兄。
After me. That will be the full force of Greek.
他翻译这个跟从我的时候，他就说，你来到我这里。
It's not just follow like you follow someone on Twitter or that's not the following here. You're coming to a person, to Christ, to be with him. And then, after him.
对，这不是像我们今天社交媒体的时候你追踪一个人，而是说你要先来到这个人这里，你跟他在一起，然后你跟着他。
It's a calling that has service in view. Because I'll make you fishers of men.
然后你来跟从我是为着一个目的，是要使你得人如得鱼。
However, and we cannot repeat this enough, the primary meaning of this call is not to service. Service will be a wonderful consequence, but the calling, first and foremost, is come here, is to be with me,
要强调,
and then I'll make you.
我要强调的，得人如得鱼这个目不是跟从我的这个目的，这只是跟从我的一个结果。最重要的是你要来到这位人这个人这里。
Now you know what follow means.
那这里这跟从我。
Follow means that there is someone leading and you go behind him.
是有一个人在前面走，你在后面跟着他。
If you think on this picture that we've been considering lately of our shepherd and his flock is a kind of a crucial part of the picture. The shepherd leads the sheep. It's not the other way around. They run all over the place and the shepherd has to go around and, you know, he does that in his mercy. But that's not the picture. He leads, the sheep go behind. They follow him.
就让我们想到一幅图画，就是牧人在前面走，群羊就跟在他的后面。
Now read again your Psalm 23. So well known, right?
那我们也会想到诗篇23篇。
My challenge to you is note how many times the idea of following is there in Psalm 23.
那我想让大家来看的，我们很熟悉23篇，但是看到这个角度就是群羊跟随牧人的这个角度。
He leads me beside quiet waters. Verse 2.
第二节他说，领我在可安歇的水边。
Verse 3. He guides me in the path.Of righteousness. Do you see someone ahead and you following? That is the picture of the shepherd and his sheep.
第三节，为自己的名引导我走义路。所以你看到这幅图画吗？是我们的牧人在前面。
Unfortunately, when Peter said, I'll go fishing.
所以当彼得说我去打鱼的时候，
Essentially, he's determining his own course, his own path.
他就是在那里自己决定他的道路。
Unfortunately, he forgot that he's not supposed to lead.He's supposed to follow.
他就忘记，他不应该是领头的那一个，他是那个跟随的那一个。
And thank the Lord, our Lord Jesus, in the conversation, I told you, I want to connect the calling and the conversation in chapter 21.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看我在这里把这个他的呼召和最后的这个第21节再联系在一起。
Two times in this dialogue, our Lord says, follow me. End of verse 19, end of verse 22.
所以在21章的19节21节都说你跟从我吧。
Oh, Peter, you may have forgotten. I have not forgotten.
所以彼得你可能忘记了，但我没有忘记。
I called you to be with me, to follow after me.
我呼召你是要你到我这里来，要你来跟从我。
And the same pattern that you see in that calling is a calling to be with the Lord that will result in ministry, but never inverted.It's not a call to ministry. First and foremost, come here after me. Then I will make you fishers of men, yes. But the first thing is to be with him.
并且这里有个重要的次序，就是你先到我这里来，然后你有你的服事，而不是颠倒过来。
Do you see the same pattern in the conversation?
我们是否也在这个21章的对话里面看到？
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Feed my lamb.
然后之后是你牧养我的羊。
Out of love for him, out of fellowship with him, service, issue, feed my lamb.
要是首先你 跟从他，首先你爱这位主之后，才有这个服事出来。
You know, brothers and sisters, we see the faltering disciple being restored. Again, I'm reminded of Psalm 23.
所以我们看到主在这里恢复他的门徒的时候，也再一次让我想到诗篇23篇。
Because there is something this wonderful psalm says that I don't think we appreciate enough.
我想这里诗篇是这样的奇妙，我们常常没有完全的来体会。
At least I do not.
至少我自己常常忽略。
Is this little phrase, He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
就是这里第三节，他说是为自己的名引导我走义路。
You see what he's saying?
这里说了什么呢？
It's not that He is guiding you because there is something wonderful in you, because you're faithful enough, or because you deserve. It is out of what He is, He will guide you in this path.
他引导我走义路，不是因着我里面有什么好的行为，我里面有什么才干，而是为他自己的缘故，为他的名。
Oh, if this guidance depended on me, what a shaky ground it would be.
如果这个引导是根据我的所示，那是何等不确定摇摆的道路。
But no, he guides me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake is because it's what he is. Because when he loves forever, and nothing will change that.That is our assurance, brothers and sisters.
但感谢神，我们的确据在这里，他说是为自己的名，为我们主他自己的名，为他自己的所事，他引导我们走义路。
Let me just mention the third calling, and we'll conclude here.
那我也会快快提到第三次的呼召。
And of course, that is Luke chapter 5.
在路加福音的第五章。
We don't have the time to read, it's the first 11 verses of the chapter.
那是五章的一到十一节，我们没有时间读了。
But there are many similarities with chapter 21.
但我们也看到和约翰的二十一章有许多的相似。
In both chapters, you find a miraculous catch.
因为这里我们都看到两处都有一个神迹，就是捕鱼的神迹。
The story in Luke chapter 5 goes like, oh, here was Peter, they and his companions, and they were fishing. Actually, this was after the call in Matthew chapter 4. They went back fishing already.So chapter 21 is not the first time when Peter went back fishing. He already did that in Luke chapter 5.
这路加五章的故事发生在马太四章之后，所以在主呼召他做门徒之后，其实他有一次已经又自己回去捕鱼了。
And you would recall that they didn't catch anything. And our Lord in the morning, he said to Peter, there was a multitude that gathered and they wanted to hear the word of God. And our Lord, he borrowed Peter's boat.
然后他们又是一夜打鱼，什么也没有得着。在早晨主来的时候，因着主需要对这些群众讲道，他借了这个彼得的船。
It's the most convenient platform ever, because you have that long beach. He entered into the boat. The boat went a little into the water. There you go. He could reach everyone, and he used that. We don't know for how long, but he used that platform, Peter's boat.
那这好像一个很好的一个剧场一样，在这个沙滩边上，人群在那里，主把用了彼得的船，离得岸一点的距离，来向群众来讲话。
And the story goes that at the end, when he ended his speaking, he says to Peter, "Now, you know, why don't you cast your net here to this side?"
然后在他讲完了之后，他对彼得说：“你在这边下网。
”And someone has suggested that our Lord will never owe anything to anybody.He borrowed Peter's boat, is very true, but he's not going to repay him with a wonderful catch.
所以我们就看到主并不会使我们短缺，他借了彼得的船，他在这里就要把鱼还给彼得。
But Peter, as an expert fisherman that he was, he kind of offers his opinion, said, well, Lord, I want to remind you that I already worked all night long and I didn't catch a thing.And I'm a fisherman. He doesn't say that, but it's kind of almost implied. I'm the fisherman. You're a carpenter, right? So he doesn't say it again, but he says, I have work all night long, but okay, based on your word, I'll cast my net.
这里西门彼得他是个专业的渔夫，他好像要给主一些意见。他说，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但是依从你的话，我就下网。
And he does it, and of course.There is such a catch that the boat is almost sinking with all the fish that they caught in that.
但他们下网，他们是捕着了这么多的鱼，一只船都要沉下去。
Now it's so interesting because what is Peter's reaction when he sees that happening?
而我们看到当彼得看见这一幕的时候他的回应反应是什么
He says something very interesting. He's sometimes a little enigmatic almost. He says, he marvels at what happened and says, Oh, depart from me, Lord, because I'm a sinner.
也让我们很惊奇彼得在那里说主啊离开我我是个罪人。
And the question is, why would he have that reaction?
那我们也会思想为什么彼得有这样的反应
Well,If you put together the three callings in his life, I think you understand it. He was called the first time in John chapter 1. Then the Lord said to him, Come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men. But here he is, fishing again.
如果我们这时候把三主的三次呼召连在一起，可能我们会有更清楚的明白。主呼召他来跟从他，主呼召他来得人如得鱼，但这里他又回去捕鱼了。
It's as if Peter realizes,When he catches all that fish, oh, the one that called me is not just a carpenter. He's the Lord of the universe. He says a word, the fish are in my net. And he's calling me. And I'm kind of double-minded, following half-heartedly.
就是这位捕鱼的彼得,他突然明白,主也要得着他。主用一句话就使这些鱼来到这个网里面，但主呼召彼得，彼得他却在那里三心二意。
It's as if in an instant he see, oh, what an immeasurable moral distance between him and me, and he says, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinner.
那也就看到他和主之间的差异，所以他说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Now I don't know if you ever thought about it.
不知道大家有没有思想过
But what do you think that Peter really means when he says, Lord, depart from me because I'm a sinner?
就是彼得他这样说他真正的他想要表达的是什么
Do you think he's really saying, Lord, I want nothing to do with you?
他是真的在说主啊我不想跟你在一起
Couldn't he have walked away by himself and said, Lord, it was nice to meet you, I'm not qualified, goodbye. And he would, you know, he could have done that.
他如果是这样，他可能可以直接转身离开，说主再见吧。
But when he says these words, it's as if he's acknowledging, Lord, I'm so drawn to you. I see a beauty, a glory in your person, and I'm completely unworthy of it.
相反的，我们是看到彼得在这里，他明白过来说，主啊，你是这样的美丽，这样的荣耀，而我是这样的不配，但是我实在是被你吸引。
But you remember how the story ends?
然后这个故事的结束是什么?
Our Lord almost like brings him back. He says, fear not. From now on, you're going to be a fisher of men.
当主在提醒他说,不要怕,从今以后你要得人了。
You see the love of the master. Even back then in Luke chapter 5, oh, his love, restoring, bringing back. But go back to chapter 21 of John.
所以五章这里好像主就在恢复了彼得。那我们再看二十一章。
Don't you think that when Peter and his companions, they cast that net, they don't know it's the Lord. They obey that stranger on the beach. They draw all those fish. Don't you think that their mind immediately went back? Oh man. John got it away right away, right? They get all the fish, it's the Lord.
所以当二十一章这些门徒们在那打鱼打不着，听了一位岸上的这个陌生人的话打着鱼的时候，你就反应过来了。所以约翰马上就喊说：“是主。”
His eternal love, brothers and sisters, that will never let us go.
实在主，他不会不会放手我们的爱。
There was in my heart, I'm not going to go there. Don't worry.
我心中还有一个负担，我不会再详说了。
I'll just mention it, and as the Lord leads, let's see how it goes.
但主带领我来分享。
You see a very individual dealing of our Lord in love for his disciple. And it's the same way he deals with you and with me if you're his sheep. And if you have believed in him, you are.
就是我想说，我们在这里的看到了是主很个人的对彼得如何来牧养他，如何来恢复他。但是我也要告诉弟兄姊妹，如果你是他的羊，主也是这样对待你和我。
But I'll just remind you.The individual dealing is not the end, is not the final goal. He deals with us in love, individually. Oh, but he's after a flock, brothers and sisters.
因为主他这样以爱来对待，来个人的来对待我们每一位，他所要得着的不是一个一个一只一只的羊，而是羊群。
Thank God. For all this, He's preparing his servant. He's making him ready that out of that his experience of amazing love, incredible love, out of all that there is a service that can build up the church of God.
就是他要使他的羊群来经历这个爱这个恢复的时候就明白过来他们有一个、服事要来建造神的家。
Do you love me? That's the question, brothers and sisters.
你爱我吗?这是个问题。
Do you love your shepherd?
你爱你的牧人吗?
Do you love him more than these? Very indeterminate. It could be the boat because he's going back all the time, you know. There is a poet, what's his profession?Do you love me more than these, the boat, the fish, the fire? Do you love me more than your companions? You said that, remember? And it was not quite true. But in all that, brothers and sisters, that love is drawing him again to his shepherd.
你爱你的牧人比这些更深吗？这些可能对于彼得来说是那个船，是那个鱼，是他的同伴。但是无论如何，你是否被这个爱所吸引，被归到你牧人，归到你的牧人的爱那里
？And the shepherd's goal is a flock.
而牧人他所要得着的是群羊。
Feed my lambs.
牧羊我的羊。
Tend my lambs. Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊，牧养我的羊。
Tend my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
Lord, we pray that by your grace and mercy, our eyes may be opened afresh.
哦、oh, 主我们求着靠着你的恩典和怜悯我们的 眼能够被打开。
We pray cause us to hear your voice once again.
让我们能够再次听到你的声音。
Cause us to see that eternal love of yours for us.
让我们看到你对我们那永远的爱。
And we pray that even as Peter answered, Lord, you know all things. You know how feeble is my love, how inadequate. But we pray that out of seeing you afresh, we may offer to you all that we have out of that love that you have for us.
Oh, 主就像彼得一样我们也回答你说主你是无所不知的你知道我们的软弱你知道我们是三心二意的但是主因着你让我们再一次的看见你的美丽我们愿意把自己一切献上给你。
We pray these things for your own glory.
Oh, 主为着你的荣耀我们献上祷告。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. We are dismissed.
我们散会。